in a series called Victory in Jesus. Can you say that with me? Victory in Jesus. And this week's Thanksgiving. And there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to be thankful for. Family and for your house and for the food and for the clothes. And you know what? I'm going to leave that all up to you on all that stuff. I'm going to talk about some stuff today that I think it trumps all of that. However, it might not be something you'd be thinking about. So let's raise the bar a little bit on Thanksgiving this Thanksgiving. Amen? Let's see what we can find. Victory in Jesus. Let's go with the message. And Ray, it's good to have you, buddy. I appreciate you and appreciate you working with me, and we'll make it happen. We'll push it. Okay? Can you say that with me? I am in Christ. Can you say that with me again? This is really important. I am in Christ. That's what I want to talk about today. That's what I want you to be thankful for. I want to drive this home today. You know, and even get on your nerves. On Thursday, you're going to be going, I'm in Christ. Yeah, absolutely. Okay? From here on out. Now, there are a lot of words in the Bible used to describe our salvation. Words like redemption, atonement, justification, reconciliation, even big words like propitiation and salvation and being saved and being born again. There's a lot of words used to describe being saved, being a child of God. But there's nothing more simple, would you say simple? Nothing more simple or profound than these two little words. Would you say them with me? In. One more time. One more time. Whew. We're going to talk about that. Those words are simple, but boy, they feel good. I'm in Christ. Wow. It's craziness. To be saved, to be born again, to be a Christian means to be what? In Christ. If you're not saved, if you're not born again, if you're not a Christian, you're not in Christ. That's it. When you put your faith in Christ, you truly put your faith in Him and you believe He died on the cross and rose from the dead. He promises, His guarantee is that you'll be saved. You'll be born again. And you'll be in Christ. So, now I will never get you there. I've heard people say, well, I do this, and I'm a pretty good person, and I go to church, and I will never get you in Christ. Did you hear me today? I will get you, I. And that's what you got. I will never get you in Christ. Keep going. You need to in if you're going to get in. You hear me say? You need the in if you're going to get in. Yes or no? You got that? I don't want you to forget that. Next time you say, well, I do, and I, I'm a good person. I hear that all the time. Well, I'm a good person. Or I hear I'm Baptist or I'm Catholic. I want to hear, are you in Christ? Say, are you in Christ? Say. I didn't ask you what your denomination was. I asked you, are you going to heaven or not? Say. Are you saved? Are you in Christ? Are you listening this morning? In Christ. You're going to need to end if you're going to get in. So what does it mean to be in Christ? That's what we're talking about this morning. That's our Thanksgiving thought. And we're going to go in some deep water. And you know whose head that is? That's my head. I've baptized at that beach, man. I've got covered up so many times it ain't even funny. Amen? But let's go into some deep water. The subject in Christ is a subject you don't hear talked about much. It's the greatest. It's a deep subject. To be in Christ. Let's look at it. Here we go. It's going to take some big words. Some big words. We're going to talk about some big words. Not high above your head words, no. But there's some pretty big words to describe this little word in Christ. We're going to look at some big words. When you get done this Thanksgiving, you're going to have some big words to thank Jesus for. Amen? Come on. Let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 1. The other couple of messages, we were in Corinthians. And the next couple of weeks will probably be in Ephesians. Talking about victory in Jesus. I have victory in Jesus because I am what? In who? See, that's why I have victory. I have victory in Jesus because I am in Christ. I don't have victory in Jesus because I am whatever, a denomination, or because I went to, got a seminary degree. That didn't put me in Christ. No, I don't have victory for any other reason other than because I'm in Christ. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, We're going to pick out some words. You're going to look at it. By the will of God, to the who? Now, can you say that loud? One more time. To the saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. So, what does it mean to be in Christ? The first one is say saint. Saint. To be in Christ is to be a saint. I am a saint. Doesn't that sound arrogant? Say. And I don't even like New Orleans. I still haven't forgiven them years ago for hurting Brett Favre when we were going to win the Super Bowl. That's a whole other story. We won't even talk about that, okay? All right. I don't want to hear about Drew Brees. Don't even come up and talk to me about him, okay? Here we go. But listen, I am a saint. That's what it means to be in Christ. I am a saint. Now, how about when you're having your dinner this Thursday, you sit down and you look at each other and you thank the Lord that you're a saint. You hearing me? A saint. What does the word saint mean? It means holy one. You mean I'm a holy one? Keep helping me, Ray. Those set apart. God sees me as a holy one now. Did you understand that? Why does He see me as a holy one? Because I have this or I'm that? No, He sees me as a holy one because I am, guess what? In. Does He see Jesus as the holy one? Yes. And I am in Christ, so He sees me as a saint. Now that's funny right there, ain't it? Come on. The word means those set apart for the Lord. Believers in Jesus Christ and no one else. No one else can be a saint. Now, I don't want to be ugly. I don't care what the Catholic Church makes you. They make people a saint. I don't want some board or whoever getting together to make me a saint. I want God Almighty to make me a saint. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Say, that's what I want. Okay? And by the way, I'm a saint, but you don't pray to me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You see how screwed up we get things? God makes us saints. We don't make people saints. And we don't pray to saints. We become saints because we're in Christ and we pray to Him. Do you see how goofy that gets? You listening or not? Not trying to offend you. Just trying to tell you the truth. Yes or no? Say. Okay? Who would you rather have make you a saint? God Almighty or some folks sitting on some committee somewhere? You think you're going to stand before the committee one day? Or are you going to stand before the Lord one day? I'm in Christ. And you, the only way you're going to become a saint, the only way you're going to become a saint is if you believe in Jesus Christ. Now, every once in a while, I'll have a fancy quote I come up with. If you ain't a saint before you die, you sure ain't going to be one when you dead. And I said that. That's going to be in my book of quotes one day. Absolutely. If you ain't a saint before you die, you sure ain't going to be one when you're dead. You need to be a saint right now. You need to know that you're in Christ right now. Does the Bible say today is the day of salvation? Is that what it says? Does it say now is the accepted time? Is that what it says? That's what it says. Did you know that's on you? That's on you. Being a saint is not doing good works. Being a saint is humbling yourself and putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Got that? So, that's number one. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. What does in Christ mean? Well, it means more than just that. That's pretty big, though. I'm a saint. What else does it mean? We're just reading the book of Ephesians. That's all we're doing here. Grace be to you, verse 2. And peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Uh-oh. Something happens in this verse a lot right here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us with all spiritual what? In heavenly places. Oh, there's our word. In Christ. So what does it mean to be in Christ? Come on, we're going to review. I am a saint. Number two, to be in Christ means I am what? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. So many of us, I've done it. We're Christians. We're in Christ. But we don't thank Him. We don't know it. We don't think about it. And we live our life sometimes like we're cursed. Did you hear me or not? We live our life based on what good thing or bad thing happened to us lately. Are y'all asleep? Are you okay? Okay, listen. I'm blessed. Why am I blessed? Because I'm, guess what? I'm in Christ. The word blessed means benefit and prosper. On my worst day that somebody does horrible to me, I'm blessed. Did you hear me? Isn't that a crazy way to think? Isn't that a great way to think? Yes or no? When my ducks ain't all in their row, I am still blessed because I'm in Christ. God has blessed us with all what? Now that's funny right there. This is funny. We act like we know the Bible, especially people like me. We don't even know what all that is. Look at that right there. God has blessed us with all, say that part with me, spiritual, and we don't even know where things are in Englewood. But we think we know about all the blessings that we have. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, which is insanity right there, in heavenly places. It's going to be awesome, isn't it, just to go to heaven one day. Things that we don't even know, can't even imagine the blessings that are waiting for us. We're blessed, aren't we, church? Yes or no? And see, to be in Christ, that's yours. That's yours. Those spiritual blessings in heavenly places, those are mine. When life down here on this earth gets crappy, you remember, listen, I'm blessed. I have all kinds of spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I can't even see them all. Y'all hearing me today? Because I'm in Christ. I am in Christ. We have had every necessary spiritual enrichment bestowed upon us so we can live a what? There is no reason I can't live a spirit-filled life. Yeah, but you don't understand. Some people make a living almost out of telling their whiny stories. It's a great way to get an audience. And a few extra bucks, maybe. Excuse me. Guys, come on. We're talking about victory in Jesus. That's what this series is about. There's no reason under any circumstance why you and I can't rise above and live above whatever it is that happens to us. Did you hear me? I know our mind. My mind's been there. My mind's been down. I've been in the pit. I know it's not right. The pit ain't pretty. Amen. Say. I've said it before. Some of us, we set up house in the pit. We like the pit. Nice. Come on to my pit. Come on. Look how I've decorated the darkness. It's beautiful, isn't it? Come on. We're blessed, man. We have every blessing given to us that we can live this life, a spirit-filled life. Yes or no? Say. Why, Clark? Because we are in Christ. Are you hearing the message or not? I mean, all this good news is boring us, isn't it? Come on. Take God at His word and start living what? Boy, this is Gary preaching to Gary. Take God at His word and start living life by what? I can do all things through Christ. Yeah, but you don't understand. I don't have to understand. I can do all things through Him. Why? Because I'm in Christ. By faith, God will bless the tar out of you. He loves it when you believe in Him. He loves that. Anybody can believe when things are great. But, hey, you're blessed, man. I am blessed. Let's look at another one. So, in Christ, what does it mean? Victory in Jesus, to be in Christ. So I've seen so far, I'm a saint. Wow! It's crazy. I am blessed. Verse 4, back it up. According as He hath, say that word with me. Now that's a word the church don't like to talk about sometimes, this word chosen thing. Because we're enamored with thinking we do everything. We're the ones that get ourselves saved, and we're the ones that our good works, our good this, our good whatever. But according to the Bible, look at it. According as He has what? Chosen us, and here's our word again, in who? Or in Christ. Did you see that right there? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy and without blame before who? Him in love. So, something else I have in Jesus Christ. Because I'm in Christ, I'm a saint. Because I'm in Christ, I'm blessed. Because I'm in Christ, I am what? How does that feel to know you're chosen? You ever been rejected? I have. I get rejected often as a pastor. I mean, I make a living at it almost. Boy, if my feelings and my security had to rest on how many people stay, they'd have me locked up in a loony bin. I'm glad y'all are here. Thank God for you. But I'm glad He chose me. Amen. And I hate the rejection that you've experienced, and maybe in my own life I've experienced. It isn't pleasant. It hurts. But I'm glad He didn't reject me. Not only did He not reject me, He made a conscious effort to choose me. Let's talk about that. Salvation is God's doing, not ours. I want to go over this a little bit with you, just in case, and not everybody's going to agree with me, and it's okay. Okay, here we go. For by grace you're what? And that not of who? It's the gift of who? Not of what? Lest any man should do what? So see, this is all God's doing. Salvation is all God's doing. Okay? We love Him because He first what? Got it? Are you hearing this stuff or not? It's all throughout your Bible. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon who? Us, that we should be called the what? Sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not because it doesn't know Him. We know Him because He has chosen us to love us. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, a scary word to a lot of people. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them also He what? Justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? How's that feel? Well, I reject you, or I don't choose you. Well, so long. He does, amen, say. What does that do for you? How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel like go eating some turkey? This is some good Thanksgiving stuff, ain't it? I'm trying to hit things you wouldn't think of all the time. Pretty special. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for who? Us who? Remember that. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Because you're chosen, because God chose to love me, God chose to give His Son for me. Again, it's just incredible. I am chosen. God chose me to be holy and blameless in who? Okay? Now, guys, if God chose me to be holy and blameless, for me to stay saved, I'm in a whole lot of hurt. How many sin this week? How many you're not sure, but you think you may have? See, I'm in Christ. He chose me to be holy and blameless in Christ. I am holy and blameless in Christ. He chose that for me. And that's who I am. It's a hard thing to wrap your noggin around. Keep looking, because He loves me. And I want to throw this in here. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. Would you say this part with me? But is what? He's long-suffering to usward. Really important. Not willing that any should what? But that who? All should come to repentance. All should come to repentance. You know what God's choice is? This is where you might disagree with me. It doesn't bother me. God's choice is for all men everywhere to be saved. Did you hear me? God's choice is for all men and women everywhere to be saved. He's not willing that people should perish. Okay? We're chosen in Christ, but I want to say something to you. It's your responsibility to believe in Jesus Christ. It's your responsibility to believe in Jesus Christ. It is your responsibility to believe in Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? And again, I don't want to get off into Calvinism and predestination. That's not where I'm headed this morning. I firmly believe it's your responsibility to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Let's look at some more scripture. But what says it? The Word is what? It's nigh thee. It's right there. Even in your what? It's even in your mouth and it's in your heart. That is the Word of what? The Word of faith. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and if you'll believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be what? It is our responsibility. God has chosen to love us. God has chosen to save us. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You must believe Him. You hear me today? I don't know if that answered more questions or created more for you this morning. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, I am what? I am in Christ. I am chosen. It was His choice to love me. Help me. For whosoever, I love this verse, say that with me. For what? For shall call upon the, shall be saved. Amen. Now, guys, your background might be different. You might be just parking it here for a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe God gave His Son Jesus for everybody. And that's Fellowship Church. That's what we believe, guys. Did you hear me that? Say yes or no. That's what we believe. We believe that God loves people. We don't believe that God is, in the business of, no, I like you, but I don't like you. Okay? You hear me, yes or no? I think you should go to heaven. I think you should go to hell. I'm not going to buy that, guys. I'm not going to buy that. You hear me? All right. There's books written on it, and people have debated it for years. I think He loves us all. And I think it's on me to hear that gospel and to respond and be saved. Amen. I'm chosen, man. I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. He chose to love me. Hallelujah. Wasn't my choice. Having predestined us unto the adoption. Here's another one. Let's keep looking. We're almost done. Hang in here with me. Having predestinated us unto the, say that word with me, adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. So there's in Christ, again, to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. We are adopted. How's that feel? I think it should feel great. Amen? You know what I'm saying? To know that God has a Son, His name is Jesus. Yet the Bible teaches us that we are now joint heirs with who? Christ. He's made me His child. Am I God? No. Like the Mormons teach, am I going to be God? No. Jesus is. We're not. But we are, in a crazy way, His brother. That's hard to figure out for your head, ain't it? Say. That's how God sees you. God loves you that much. Has made you His son, made you His daughter. Are you feeling good about it or not? I'm in Christ. I am adopted as a full-fledged what? Son or daughter of God. I'm in Christ, baby. Woo! I'm adopted into God's family. I'm given the same rights and privileges as who? Do you think you have the same rights as anybody that's ever lived before us throughout the history? Yes or no? Sure, absolutely. You think Peter's going to be, we're going to bow the knee at Peter when we get to heaven? Yes or no? Say. Think you got to get Peter's permission to get into heaven? Yes or no? No. You see how stuff gets made up? Hello? Say. I don't want to be ugly, and I'm not trying to be, but I've already opened up a big can of worms today.
You think you're going to worship Mary when you get to heaven? You think you're going to worship Jesus? You understand? See, it's God who puts us in Christ. I'm in the family not because of me, but because of my Father's good pleasure. He chose to love me. That's how adoption works, by the way. Somebody has to want to adopt you. Amen? Well, God says, I want you. Can you say that? I want you. One more time. I want you. You didn't have to talk me into it. But God commended His love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ did what? Died for us. He says, I want you. I want you. Isn't that a beautiful thing? How about Thanksgiving? Are you feeling it or not? Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. I'm adopted. I'm sorry there's so much here. I'm in Christ. In whom we have redemption. Ooh, look at that word. Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in who? Both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted what? In Christ. Here's something else that we have in Christ. I am, say that one with me, I am redeemed. I'm going to fly though now. I've been released. The word redeemed means I've been released. I've been redeemed from slavery. I don't belong to the devil anymore. The devil ain't my daddy anymore. Say, God's my father. The devil was my daddy. Yeah. He ain't my daddy anymore. I have a different daddy. I've been adopted. Hallelujah. You like that? Say, yeah. I don't belong to the devil. Sin doesn't have a hold on me anymore. That's bull. Doesn't have a hold on me anymore. I make bad choices, sure, but it don't have a hold on me. I'm in Christ. I am redeemed through the shed blood of Jesus Christ because of what? Because God what? Loves me, and He shed His what on me? His grace on me. I'm redeemed, man. Keep moving. Mystery of mystery that God loves me. What a crazy thing. It was God's plan to save me. It was Jesus' sacrifice that gives me life. It's the Holy Spirit, who I like this part, that does what? Whoo! Now, y'all don't believe in that Holy Spirit now, do you? Well, if we didn't believe in the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't have no sealed deal, would we? I don't believe in a lot of the craziness people make up, but I definitely believe in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come on. So, we're redeemed, man. It's the Holy Spirit that seals the deal, and that's the last one I want to put on the screen this morning. I have victory because I'm in Christ. Let's see if I can remember. I'm a saint. Thank you, Lord. I am what? Blessed. Thank you, Lord. That sounds pretty good at the table this Thanksgiving. I am what? I'm chosen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. That trumps the new boat. Or something else you just got yourself. Amen? Are you listening? Say, I am adopted. I am, wait a minute, redeemed. The devil ain't my what? Daddy no more. Mm-mm. I've been freed from slavery. I'm in Christ. And here's the last one right here. Come on, help me, Ray. In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you what? After you believed, you heard it, then you believed it, and then you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest, and that's a crazy word right there, but it's very important, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. So we've been redeemed. The Holy Spirit seals
the deal. So I am, because I'm in Christ, I am what? The deal sealed, baby. The deal is sealed. I am a child of the living God. I am in Christ. The deal is what? It's a sealed deal.
Yeah, but if you do this, if you do that, or if
Now, see, baby, it ain't because I'm in Christ. It never was about The deal is sealed. Me and God, it's all good. You listen to me. Because the devil ain't my daddy, and he ain't going to be my daddy anymore. He has no legal right to me ever anymore. You understand? Say, I've been purchased by the blood of Christ. The deal has been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Now, the word sealed, it indicates security. I'm secure in Christ. I've got His mark on me. Not 666. No, John 3:16. That's my mark. You can put that on me, baby. Amen. Say, come on. I've been sealed. It indicates security, authenticity, the real thing. I don't have to make it up. I don't have to have the latest, greatest little flopping show, whatever. Are you kidding me? The Holy Spirit has authenticated my salvation. It means approval. It's a certificate of what? I don't have to play church. I have Christ. I'm in Christ. Y'all listening or not? It's pretty deep stuff. And I told you we're going in some deep water. An identification of ownership. That's what a seal is. It's identification that I own that. We put seals on things ourselves to make sure that people know that belongs to us. How many have your own little seal? You got your own little stamp seal thing? Sure you do. How many ever got a letter from Fellowship Church about being baptized and had some kind of little embossed seal on the bottom? You ever seen that? See that? We got one of those. Guess who did that? Alex did. You were baptized here, and that little seal means it really did happen. You understand? You might think we're crazy. That's what we do. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised His disciples that He would send who? And He what? And He did, guys. The Holy Spirit. I'll pray the Father, He shall give you another Comforter, that He can abide with you for what? Ever. I've heard the gospel. I have believed. The Holy Spirit has sealed the deal. I am in Christ. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He does what? And He shall be with you. I'll not leave you comfortless, Jesus says. I'm going to come to you. Don't you love that? Say, how good's that feel? I'm just trying to help you with your Thanksgiving. The Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. Did you see that word earnest? The earnest of the Spirit. It's more than a pledge. It's more than a pledge that cannot be returned. What do I mean by that? The Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit of the living God, which seals the deal, which guarantees us that heaven is our home, that we're in Christ. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I don't want you to get confused on this. When you buy a house and you sign a contract, you put down a deposit. And that deposit is called blank money. What is it called? Earnest money. Now, what happens? What happens when you put down that earnest money and you've signed the contract? You have sealed the what? You've sealed the deal. What happens if you break the deal? Can the people that you bought the house from keep your money? Absolutely. Can the people that you're buying the house from take you to court and make you buy the house? Yes. Earnest. Be careful when you do that. You listening to me? We have the Holy Spirit, the earnest of our inheritance. The deal's been sealed. He ain't breaking no contract. Amen? Say. It's a down payment with a guarantee of what? How many, when you buy a house, you give them all the money right then? You just, here's the contract. Or do we generally just give them some earnest money, and then we pay them later when all the conditions are met? Correct? The point is there's a whole lot more to come, baby. You ain't got the house and everything yet. You're here on this planet. This is the devil's domain. We got heaven to look forward to. We got incredible things ahead of us. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? And the Holy Spirit is the earnest. Seal the deal. The seal guarantees us of salvation in heaven. And I'm done. I think I am, Ray. Which is what? Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the what? Redemption of the unto the praise of His glory. These are just awesome verses. We're going to finish. So I am what? Sealed. Okay, now let's finish up just reading the Scriptures, and I'm going to hush. Here we go. Victory in Jesus. I am in Christ. Let's finish some more Scripture. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to do what? Give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That's what I hope happened a little this morning. I hope some of your eyes got enlightened just a little bit of what you have in Christ. That you might know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who what? According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own what? Right hand in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under His feet. And has given Him to be the head over all things to the who? To the church. Which is what? The fullness of Him that fills all in all. How does it feel to be in Christ? Pretty good. I know I kept you a while. This is better than eating turkey. But they do the same thing. Turkey and my preaching put you to sleep. Have you noticed? Well, guys, it's like we got run over by a Mack truck today. It hasn't it? Say, it's like we got salvation in Jesus Christ. It's like going out in front of the interstate and standing out there and getting run over by an 18-wheeler, baby. Because that's how much you got coming at you, baby. Are you listening? It's like we got run over by a truck today with this Scripture. It's incredible. Say them with me pretty loud. I am a... Come on. I am. Come on, I am. Come on, I have. Help me now. I am in. And because I'm in Christ, I have some serious what? Victory. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Y'all did good putting up with me this morning. Amen.